bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and a 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Katie DiGiuseppe. A building at the University of California, Irvine, was occupied by pro-Palestinian protesters on Wednesday and led university officials and multiple police agencies to cancel classes or to shelter in place on campus. No one was arrested or injured while Orange County police responded to the scene south of Los Angeles. Up to almost 300 protesters were said to have surrounded a lecture hall when no classes were in session, according to a university spokesperson. Police in riot gear formed a barricade when an officer with a loudspeaker warned the crowd about their unlawful assembly and said that they put themselves at risk of being arrested if they did not leave. Classes were canceled for the rest of the day while four buildings with potentially hundreds of students in them were locked down. Here is what one of the witnesses at the protest had to say.
I'm not sure why today specifically they have thousands of cops. But they do, and they're being very aggressive. They're being very violent and aggressive, and they're pushing straight through.
Audio provided by Fox News in Los Angeles. On Wednesday, the South Jersey Shore was hit with hard winds, crashing waves, and high tides. The high tides have caused the beaches in North Wildwood to almost disappear and be engulfed by the ocean. Starting this week, four-legged beach tents and cabanas were banned from North Wildwood beaches. However, baby tents up to 3 feet high and 3 feet wide are still allowed on the beach. After a multi-year-long battle between the city and the State Department of Environmental Protection, a beach project by the Army Corps of Engineers isn't scheduled to start until next year. The governor's office and the city announced last month that an emergency dredging project will be in effect. The mayor says that most of the people have been understanding about the tent ban on the North Wildwood beaches, but there has still been some pushback. The ordinance has been written, according to the mayor, so people who use the tents on the beach will be violated. Once the emergency beach fill is complete, the ordinance will be revisited and may allow larger tents in the summer. Here is more information reported to ABC News about the new rules and regulations regarding what is allowed on the beaches.
You're allowed to have a center pole round umbrella up to 8 feet across, but any type of canopy, tent, anything like that is restricted for the time being. So we are anticipating equipment arriving on the beach prior to Memorial Day weekend, because the goal is to be done dredging by July 4th.
Audio provided by 6 ABC News. A small bag of cocaine was found in a heavily trafficked hallway of the U.S. Capitol, police announced on Wednesday. Around 1 p.m., a roughly 1-inch by 1-inch bag filled with a white powdery substance was found in the middle of the floor at the U.S. Capitol Police Headquarters in Washington, D.C. This incident comes less than a year after cocaine was found in the West Wing of the White House that sparked an evacuation and an emergency response. After running tests on the drug found in the Capitol, the USCP confirmed that the substance had tested positive for cocaine. Where the drug was found was an area that was used for storing furniture and other supplies. The hallway area is said to have been frequented by various contractors as well as employees and is also near the prisoner processing office as well as other crime-related offices. The bag will undergo DNA testing and an investigation has been opened to try and find who was the previous owner. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. The number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Katie DiGiuseppe.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.